Vinny Carrazza started his job as Bethel City Manager this April, right at the point when the COVID-19 pandemic was starting to impact the community and the region.
Day one, I got the call that we had a first case of coronavirus in the Waikea Delta. The next day, we activated the ELC to level 3, and we started getting to work trying to do what the city can.
During his tenure, Carrazza started several programs to respond to the pandemic. One incentivized passengers arriving at the Bethel Airport to get tested. Another quarantined travelers between Anchorage and the villages. And he also started a cab voucher program so elders could take private taxi rides.
And so I think creatively we've adjusted to, you know, the coronavirus pandemic and still sort of try to resume our way of life.
Besides managing the city's COVID-19 response, Carrazza oversaw turmoil at the finance department. A month after he joined, the finance director quit, citing a, quote, chaotic and unprofessional environment. Bethel City Council members criticized his decision afterwards to appoint the city's grant manager to do the job on an acting basis without advertising for the position first. The city council's concerns increased as its meetings went on. At the last meeting, the council performed a public evaluation of Carrazza, grilling him on his use of a city vehicle and how he is using Microsoft Excel to manage over $8 million of CARES Act funds. Councilmember Mark Springer says it was not surprising to him that Carrazza resigned after that meeting.
We spoke pretty frankly during our last meeting, and I can understand why somebody might feel that their bosses have less than 100% confidence in the job that was being done.
Carrazza declined to comment on why he submitted his resignation. He said he believes he did a good job as a city manager in a time of pandemic. And he also has faith the city will run fine without him.
This city runs very well with each department heads. And I put a lot of trust in them. They've been here a lot longer than I have. And so, yeah, the city's in good hands.
Carrazza's last day is October 9th. Councilmember Springer said the city would likely appoint an interim city manager and hire an executive search firm to find Carrazza's long-term replacement. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.